Moncrief on News Talk.
There's a new doll that you may or may not wish to buy for your child. This doll is pregnant, and inside the doll is a baby encased in a sort of amniotic sac. But once the baby is removed, you can press a button on the back of Mummy Doll, and hey presto, it looks like she spent the last 6 months in the gym. There are strong indications that the fertility coach Helena Tubberdee isn't going to order one. Good afternoon, Helena.
Well, this is not on the list, even though I did buy Operation yesterday for my five-year-old granddaughter. Yeah, this is the abs are astonishing. They're causing a lot of convos because I guess this doll, I mean, this is a rerun. It's a rather unsuccessful, crass and crude rerun of Mattel's 2002 Barbie family line doll.
Okay.
That was a pregnant one. But this, the shift and the change from the pregnant belly to this wonderful flat abdomen really trivializes something that is often an emergency operation, that is full abdominal surgery, that negates the whole journey that may have led to it, the reason for a section. Plus, I can tell you what really grates on my nerves is there is no placenta, no umbilicus. The accuracy is so way off. And as for the amniotic fluid, let me count the ways to say that this is a very crude. And it's feeding into the whole McDonaldization of childbirth. The fact of, the American idea of having, people go through the process of birth, being, put through it very quickly, the increase in our cesarean section rate, our failed induction rate, and then getting mums, back into the size 8, size 10 jeans and back to work. In the States, sometimes it's 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks and women are expected to be back working because obviously the maternity leave is abysmal there.
Yeah, because as far as I can tell from this thing, it's called the My Mini Baby Mum and Surprise Doll. It's not really a surprise. The woman is clearly pregnant. You take it out, like there's not even an attempt to kind of.
There's no idea to that show this is surgery. This is serious abdominal surgery, and that there are seven layers through which you must actually cut, and that to lift out a baby, there is quite a lot of manipulation. Then there is the actual removal of the placenta and cautery of the area. That it is serious surgery. It's just lift out this little blob of a doll that is sitting in goo. I think it's a missed opportunity to do seriously good education. I think kids love to know where babies come from. I think it is great to give the different ways babies can arrive. And certainly, in my family, we have great chats. And my little granddaughter, Ella, is very conversant on a lot of things about babies, age appropriate, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it really is. I do think that, it's so trite and so unhelpful. And there has been obviously a lot of conversation, like Mattel actually withdrew that Barbie back in 2002. It did not do well, unsurprisingly.
Helena, are cesarean rates in Ireland unusually high?
They are going through the roof. It is becoming very much a mechanical process. I'm seeing in my practice more people who are involved in litigation, who've had very traumatic episodes. There is a massive shift. Yes, we are having older mothers who may have had years of fertility issues who, will be probably more likely to be, higher risk pregnancies, perhaps. So, yes, there is a move towards that, but we are following an American model, really. Our hospitals, I think, from the feedback I get, wonderful individual midwives. I mean, big shout out to Mullingar and the midwives staying after 12-hour shifts, after crappy 20-minute breaks, really poor, canteen situations, all of that. Individually kind and sweet, but very formulaic. To see a crib sheet, say hello to the person, congratulate them on their baby. It's not giving midwifery. Midwife means with woman through a process.
Yeah.
In my work, I am preparing people four sections. I'm preparing people for normal birth, but so that they can be aware that it is highly likely in this country now that they will proceed to a section, that it is not a failure. It is so tough to have had major surgery.
It's highly invasive. Yeah,
highly invasive. So you have this massive incision on the outside that you can see this wound. You have the internal muscle wound and then the rest of the layers of fascia and right into the uterine muscle. I'm seeing people with secondary infertility because the wound within the actual uterus itself has formed an ichthyosome. It's like a little pouching of oozing or maybe infection is an issue. And to have that repaired is like having another section without having a baby. And, you know, to be handed a child to look after, it's like now you go breastfeeding. And, you know, often pain relief is actually quite inadequate. And women are expected to be up and about measuring their own urine or, you know, their own fluid balance. How much have you had, keeping records? So it really is, you know, we're seeing very, very busy wards, noise night, noon and morning, lots of procedures. So women aren't getting rest or minding. This feeds into the whole thing about why have some private care available? You know, you actually do need it for better food quality, privacy, continuity of care, that you are not in a situation which happens where, you know, something is going wrong, an induction isn't proceeding, there may be a reaction. And then it's like a committee. Many doctors, you know, we'll see what happens, delays. Whereas if you actually have a consultant who's switched on to their particular patient, things do run more smoothly. I wish it weren't so. And I would like to say that back in my day, 500 years ago, when the NHS was doing great things, it was a much smoother process. There was very little difference between public and private. But now, you know, really poor quality food. I've just spent a lot of time recently and I'm just absolutely appalled. The feeding of the staff, the feeding of the patients is really, really important. Patients getting rest and care and, you know.
And rest is really important.
It's very, very, very procedural.
Yeah. And the increase in cesareans, is that just due to, to use a horrible phrase, geriatric pregnancies?
Older mothers. I think that there is perhaps more of a defensive practice. We'll bring you in for a section. There is very little time to actually do midwifery, which means that somebody could be cranking up into labour for over 3 days.
Yeah.
Then they eventually get into established labour. We're very left brain, you know, acquisitive, task orientated, linear, you know, the model that gets people working on machines well. You need to get into the sort of right brain mode of floating off hours going by. You need to feel very, very safe, very, very secure. An animal will not deliver if they are stressed. They will delay that. So it really is, I guess, the fact that, you know, it is defensive, it is protective. And yes, there is care. We're relying a lot more on scan information, what centile, where's the baby. And if it isn't following something very, 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 very sort of midstream, there is less and less clinical judgment being exerted. That is the feedback I'm getting from people over the last 10 years. It's been quite a shift.
Helena, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us today. That was the former midwife and now fertility coach, Helena Tuberty, there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.